Engaged, how are you?
Hey, Gail. I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's going pretty well. We have a beautiful day today, and we've had a couple of days. So,
Yay!
most of it. Yeah.
Well, it's been a morning here.
Oh, what's going on?
But we had to have our face on and ready to face the world before 8 o'clock this morning.
That's quite an unusual punishment.
Yes, it was. The owners are having somebody do something on the house. They're fixing that.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that.
Yeah, they're trying to fix that water that's coming in the basement. Anyway, so they were going to be here at 8 o'clock this morning, and then I lost internet service, and I thought, okay. So they're supposed to be working outside if they come back. I don't even know if they'll come back. But they're not inside anymore. And then I lost internet service, and Betty was trying to help me get internet service back. And there was an outage in the area. And I thought, okay, at 11 o'clock my time, I thought I'll give it till 11:30. And if it doesn't come back on, I would reach out to you and give you the option of just meeting over the phone. But I wouldn't be able to record it. So, but then about just, I had set the timer for 30 minutes to check again, and Betty called me and said, "Is your internet service up?" And it was. So they so they got it fixed. And
Who's Betty?
oh, I'm sorry, she's the landlord.
Oh,
Betty and Merlin. Yeah. So what about you? Did you guys get to go outside?
they had a not lovely walk.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting ready. The housekeeper just got here, so I've been getting ready for that, and I did manage to craft while they were walking. So that's I did some work beforehand, and then I did a little scramble in the kitchen, finished it up just at 10:30. So, and
Oh,
she walked in right at 10:29. So,
wow.
the stars are aligning.
Yes. Good. Good deal. Did you get a chance to, one, read the post by Alex that I had shared? What did you think about that?
Pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, it's so supportive. You know, I love how she writes in a way that is supportive. I remember, gosh, it had to have been the early 80s. Grandma got the paper. So when I would go by to see her, I would read my horoscope in the paper. And it was always, I'd always feel bad after I'd read it, you know? And so I've always stayed away from, well, I made it a practice then to stay away from horoscopes because I could be easily influenced. And Alex is so supportive that I thrive on that, you know? I love that. So I haven't looked yet, but I'm gonna see if I can find a blank journal, and I'm gonna go through all my what I want, my wants, get real clarity. And do the visioning and move into it and write out not a script exactly, but you know, really anchoring the energy of what I want. Keeping in mind, like you did with the 50 th items you wanted in a relationship. And then read it out loud and really get into it, vision it, you know, move into all that energy yeah. Anyway, that's my plan.
That's awesome.
So what about Dr. Joe thing? Did you get a chance to listen to that?
Did you send me the link?
Oh, I thought I did.
You could have. I'm missing emails left, right, and center. I guess I'm getting too many.
Oh, well, let me
That
see.
I don't go back and check again, and then
Oh, I'm in the wrong email address. Let me go to the right one. Yeah, it was a response to the flyer for workshop number two. I put it in there. Oh, when you sent the when you sent the corrected one, I responded and I put the link in that. It wasn't an email that said Dr. Joe's link.
Okay.
So that would have made it easy to overlook.
Okay.
Okay, well, no worries.
I want to, yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot to discuss. Because it's exactly what we're trying to do. It's exactly what we're talking about. But it's a guy, it's a man's voice, and it's approaching it from the scientific kind of viewpoint. So, you know, it hits on the knowing that yes, this is good information, but it's because I think it's one, it's a male voice, and two, that it's approaching it from a different kind of perspective. That it helps to integrate it more, I think.
Right.
So, okay, so how are you doing?
I actually got 7 hours sleep last night, but I'm still really tired. But the pollen count is horrendous. And yesterday, I got way too much of it. And I think that's a little bit of what's going on. I had the heavy sinuses from it. So
Yeah,
that, it may be that as much as being tired, or I'm just still catching up. But 7 hours really isn't enough. But I'm grateful when it
Okay. Well, what about your energy flow? How is that?
We did talk yesterday after the board meeting on Tuesday. The reverberations of the conflict and the anger are still affect. I'm still letting it affect me, and I'm trying to. What I want to do, I think, is to talk to the. We're not. I'm trying not to triangulate between the two of them, but I also want to reassure her that some of what she's worried about, I have under control. She doesn't. She can trust me to do that. She won't need to worry about it, and then also. Just talk to her about her anger in general because it is palpable. The
Oh,
people
wow.
who were sitting at the table with her could, it was like coming off her in waves. It is so intense. And it's not good for
Wow.
her.
Is this Pauline?
Paulette.
Paulette.
Yeah, it's very easy to confuse the two of them. Pauline's the
Those
one
are.
that writes the Wonderful Meditations.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that
Paulette's
makes
the
more
one that's
sense.
raising her granddaughter, or partially. She raised it. She had custody of him for his first year, and now she has him like 3 nights a week because of the way
Okay.
his dad's schedule is.
Okay. Okay.
And
Well,
then
you
the daughter
know.
is still a heroin addict, and
Ugh.
it's just it's hard.
Yeah. If she can overcome this, I mean, that's going to change her whole life.
Yeah, and I keep thinking of what you say. It's coming up to be healed.
Yeah. Nobody's getting to opt out. If we're holding energy like that, it's going to be right in our faces. And the sooner we can look at it. And she's in the Unity Church, you know. I mean, you guys live by those principles and
But
to
we're still
not.
people, and we still have lessons to learn.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. But to not look at it, to push it aside because she's on the path already, it will be so much harder.
Yeah. Oh, I
On
see
her
what you mean.
body, you
Yeah.
know, because once you're on the path and you understand the principles, you can't go back. You can't go back. Wow. Well, you signed up for this with her.
I did. And she is a dear friend. I adore her. She has been a fabulous friend to me. And I do not want to see her crash and burn.
Yeah. But what a huge gift for you to sign up for this with her, to help her hold the safe space for her to overcome this, because you're holding the space, you know, that's what we do. And bless your heart, with everything else that you've got on your plate, you're doing that for her too. And I know it's challenging to not let her energy influence how you're feeling. So that's a huge win for you too, when you can overcome that and be able to look at her with a neutral emotion, not going into feeling what she's putting off. You know,
It's really hard not to because it's so intense, but I'm doing better than I was.
Okay, so before you're around her, or before you open an email, you know, if you're getting a bunch of emails from her, I want to suggest to you to infuse your email inbox with love. And that elevates you out of any kind of anxiety over, oh my God, I'm going to get a bunch of emails from her. So it takes you out of that energy and puts you into the love. And then when you see the emails in the inbox, before you even open them, infuse them with love. And it again, it keeps you in that elevated love vibration. So then when you open it, whatever she said in there, if it would normally have triggered the anxiety feelings within you, that love vibration should deflect that.
And I can do that with the other person as well, because, yeah.
Absolutely. And when you send the emails back, when you do a response, you know, infusing that with love, that it goes back to them with love. And anytime you think about either one of them or the conflict that's happening as the collective because they're not getting along, when you're feeling that resistance, that in your body, because I don't like this. Infusing that with love right then, right there, and changing how you're feeling, taking that less than love feeling that you're experiencing and moving into the love vibration. So then when you get a call or whatever, you know, it's changing the dynamics of what's going on inside of you and putting and taking control of your own power. And then there'll be a point that no matter what they're doing, you'll just be able to observe without the emotional charge of the anxiety taking over. Does that make sense?
There's a role, apparently. There's a unity minister, and her job has been to be the keeper of the flame when they have board meetings, and she holds the space and keeps the energy up. And I'm thinking that's what I need to be, is the keeper of the flame.
Yeah, but you have to be when you're doing that, you have to be able to deflect
Right.
anything that's less than love. Because if there's a really fine line there that you're holding the space, but if the shields aren't strong enough,
Yeah.
it's like a pin in a balloon. And you and
That's a
it
great way
would
to describe it.
And it'll drain you. So the more you can, you know, even like using the diamond steel force field shield
Yeah.
and infusing everything with love. Because if you're inside the shield and you're in the love vibration, their energy, that any energy that's less than love cannot engage with you.
Yeah, that is such a powerful visualization.
So no balloons in the classroom. So when you think about them right now, how does your body feel?
Pretty peaceful right now.
Awesome. Okay. Great. You look like you're holding your own. Your energy is beautiful.
Oh,
It's
thank you.
beautiful. Okay, so with regard to everything else, where's your emotional state?
I'm reasonably good.
Okay. So there's no anxiety trying to push you around.
I don't have anything immediate hanging over me. I mean, I haven't done the Easter lesson yet, but I plan to start that this afternoon. I've done a little background for it, but I have the vision of trying to get across that Unity of Vancouver is in resurrection mode.
Oh,
That
that's beautiful.
the old died, and then we've been in the tomb sort of for the 2 years while we were getting things resolved, and now we're resurrecting. It's a new
Oh, I like that.
day. So that's kind of how I want to tie it up together.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's perfect. Just perfect. Well, I'm sure you'll do a good job.
Thank you.
And that brings peace. That brings peace in your heart. I mean, that's an exciting thing to do. So, if you can, anytime you start to look at a project that you have to do, if you can move it into that peacefulness, out of any kind of anxiety of, oh, I've got to do this, but no, I get to do this. Oh, I love that. So before I forget, two things. One, we've in all the emails that are going out on Thursday have the same subject line. Is it okay if I put the date that they're going out on them? Okay, I'm going to throw the date on there because when people get so many emails, they're all the same as far as the subject line is concerned. So if I throw a date on the end, then they'll know for sure that it's a new one.
I like
And
that.
the other thing, seeing it since we had the oopsie the last time with saying it was on Sunday instead of Saturday, and so then we sent out the separate email that said, "Oops." And you got additional signups. I thought instead of doing an oops, we would could send out, let's see, what did I title it? I already created it and I thought, because I was in there, and I thought if we don't send it out, it's no big deal. Let me see, I was working on somebody else's. Oh, I guess I already, already scheduled it. So I'll cancel it if you don't want to do it. It says Congregation Workshop May 17th dash Unity of Vancouver in the subject line, and I scheduled that to go out the Tuesday before the event on Saturday.
Okay.
And then of course there's the Thursday event that goes out. But when they open this one, it's only about it has the picture from the flyer. And what the workshop is, who's doing it, and the click here to learn more and to pre-register. So they'll know exactly what that is when that hits their inbox, and
Yeah.
maybe it'll get more people to sign up. And I thought if we did it be the week before, they could forget, or oh, I'll do that later. But when it's Tuesday and it starts on Saturday, it's like, oh no, I need to register if I'm going to do this. So
Great.
anyway, would that be okay to go ahead and send that out
Yeah,
and
I
see
think
some?
that's lovely.
Okay. All right, that'll happen then. That's already done. Okay, cool. Okay, so that was all that I had about the church stuff. And then I'll send you guys a list of everything that's been done and invoice for that. Unless there's something else that you wanted me to do.
I don't know if you saw I emailed you and Grace together about a time for
Oh.
Yahoo, and I didn't have time to check my email to see if she answered, but I had mentioned it during the board meeting on Tuesday, and then last night I sent an email to both of you. Unless
So
it's
you
still in
said
my drafts.
it must still be in your drafts. I'm not seeing. Well, let me look all the way through here. When did you send it?
Last evening, I think. They made me download a new email and I hate it. I can't find anything.
Oh,
Okay, let me look in my drafts.
Somebody responded to I had done the testing of the new Susan email, and somebody responded that that it worked. Oh, that it
Okay.
received. So somebody did that.
Okay, what is this to Grace? It's a long time ago. It's not in my drafts. Okay, let me see if I can find it in my sin items.
What did the subject line say? Maybe it got put in my
Oh,
junk.
maybe I didn't send it. I'm not seeing it in my drafts and I'm not seeing it in my. That is so weird. Okay, I'll just write another one.
Okay, now here's this is weird. I was looking in my junk to see if it was in there. I have an email from Rachel in my junk. Her stuff should never go in there. Well, at least I found it. Okay. All right. Well, if you go ahead and send that, and then maybe Grace and I can get that squared away.
Yeah, I started the new email. Let's hope. The other thing it does weird is every time I click on what used to bring up the opened email, it brings up a new one. So
Really?
there's a different icon to click on for what's already open. So there's one for the first time you open, and then there's one for each time afterwards. It's just I don't like it.
Is what program is that?
It's Outlook.
It is
It's
Outlook?
Microsoft. Yeah.
Okay, now do you have all you only have one email though, right?
I have only have one email going into that inbox.
Okay.
I have a Gmail that I use on my tablet. That's the one that
Oh,
you,
yeah.
the Gale at Fields Holba.
Okay.
But it doesn't go into my Outlook.
Well, is the Outlook online, or is it on your, is it downloaded to your
It's
computer?
supposed to be on my computer, but it also backs up online, which I don't particularly like.
The reason I ask is, that's what I was using. I was using the online one so that I could access my email from my tablet, from my laptop, and from the PC. And then they stopped servicing that a year ago. So I've been having to check my emails one at a time, even though I've got like eight of them because of the
Oh,
different
gee.
websites. So it's awful. And I thought that I saw that they've started doing maintenance on the Outlook that's online again, and you're telling me that you're using the Outlook online, correct?
Well, it's not the online only version. It's on my computer, but it backs up into OneDrive. So
Okay.
like I'll delete stuff and it'll say there's more in the server if you want to
Oh.
find.
Okay, I need to look into it again. I want to use one program that I can put all of them in, but that I can check from different devices. Because used to, I used Firefox. Can't remember what the name of the program was, but they stopped using it too. But when I would bring everything into that, it would still leave everything on the server, so I could still go check it
Yeah.
in a different place. The Outlook, I think, takes everything off the server, so I have to check it from the Outlook. But I can do it, I wanted to be able to do it online, so I could do it from different devices. Anyway, I need to look and see if I can find something
I
that.
think I can log into it from other computers.
Okay.
But I don't know, I would have to ask my tech guy. I'm trying to stay as low key on the tech as I can, which is why I really don't I don't respond to texts right away because I'm not carrying my phone with me.
I understand. Understand. Okay, so have you been doing any journaling in doing using the journal?
No.
Empowerment journal? No? Okay. And what about meditating?
Probably about half the days.
Half days. Okay. And how do you feel like you're managing your internal energy? Are you being able to, is your awareness being okay? Do you think you're doing better?
It's better. Yeah, I am definitely catching things quicker.
Okay.
And what I'm noticing is there's a really fine line between excitement and stress. Because maybe cortisol is both of them, I don't know. But anyway, I'm trying to be aware of where that cutoff is.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give up the the excitement fun things, but I don't want to go into hyper mode.
Yeah. Well, I actually looked that up the other day. What chemicals are released with the love vibration? And there were a few of them. And same with fear, with adrenaline. Well, cortisol, there's numerous chemicals that are released in the body for that. But there was a difference. There were not the t this they were not the same. So I guess it's looking at what is the base of the excitement. If something that is exciting is a surprise, the chance of it being a negative surprise are pretty low if it's something that's good for you. So that would release the good chemicals. So the fine line between stress and the joy. Interesting. Because when you view something that is good for you, do you have to look at it first to figure out, okay, was this a good thing or is this going to put more pressure on me? Is there a line like that in there?
No, I'll be doing something, and I think because I'm so programmed to go into hyper focus, the gotta get it done now, super focus, that it's real easy for me to slip from, wow, this is fun, to, the excitement part of it, to cross over, just because I'm programmed to do, it's been a habit for so long.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. So that makes total sense because you're in excitement and then you're trying to get it done. Okay. Okay. So
And
when you're.
I push myself to rush when I don't need to.
So you're becoming more aware of that. And
Yes.
what are you doing when you discover that?
Breathe. And it works.
And it works. Okay. So. Are you able to then, in those moments, actually observe the energy?
I think that's what I'm doing when I'm breathing.
Okay, awesome. I lost my train of thought there for a moment. How are you doing with? I know you wake up, you're a happy girl when you wake up, and then consciously choosing to be the energy you want to be through for the day and infusing your day with the love that of that experience. Are you being able to vision and feeling the energy of what you want to experience during the day?
I have not consciously tried to do that. So that's something.
Well, and I know this to be true, that the more we can do that, because visualizing is a physical experience. But visioning takes in not just visualizing and seeing in your mind's eye, but it takes in the emotions that you want to feel. And those emotions become the anchor of our day. And when we can consciously do that, which is part of what's in the empowerment journal to guide us to do that. But you know, we can just write it out and not do it because we
Yep.
just wrote it instead of doing it. But actually moving into the energy of what you want to experience in the day, especially if it's that elated jubilation of energy, you know, that whoosh of excitement. It sets a whole nother tone for the day than just getting up and getting going. And I firmly believe that the more we can do that, the more we're in our power throughout the day, so that when things happen that had we not already chosen to be in this vibration, we would be influenced. You know, like when you've got a meeting with the church and you know that there could be some anger floating around, then you can overcome that and be above that energy so it can't engage with you when it comes in. And then you holding that space, in theory, should help calm everything. Do you need to go check, see what's going
No, I
on?
just wanted to make sure he was not getting into anything, and he's plopped. Well, he was plopped down. Can you see him? He's got his Easter scarf on.
Oh no, I can't. It's dark in there.
I usually have the hall light on.
Yeah, you didn't have the hall light on yesterday either. It was dark. And it's always on. I can always see them, you know, but it's dark in there now.
Well, they had a full groom yesterday, and they came home with scars I'm not crazy about, but I saved it. The Easter scars from a couple of years ago, so they have them.
Gosh, they must be all fluffy and smell good then.
They are,
I
yeah.
love that when Magic's all smell good and he's all just fluffed everywhere, you know, and then it'll rain.
Yeah, I gotta get
But
them raincoats.
yeah, that definitely makes a difference. Although his head still gets wet sometimes, you know, and then I try to comb it out, brush it out when it's still wet, try to pull that hair back out, but it's never as good as when he's gone to the groomers.
You
But
know.
okay, so that. Give that a shot, you know, like before you even get out of bed, as best you can, moving into that vibration that you want to experience throughout your day, and anchor that and make that commitment to notice, be aware when that energy starts to change, and being able to go back into the power of making that conscious choice. And
Well, we have the most wonderful wake ups because I usually get on my tablet for a few minutes, and that's when I'll listen to a meditation or whatever. And when I put it down, it's love's time. You know, they're jumping on me as I'm getting out of bed, they're giving me hugs. It's just pure love.
oh, that is so awesome. And then taking that with you.
They stand on the edge of the bed and give me hugs. Literally, they put their paws on my shoulders and give me hugs.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful.
They're just the right height.
Yeah. The other Magic used to do that when I would hold him, because you know he's little. This one won't do that. He turns. He wants to be laid this
Oh.
way in my arms, and to turn in this way, he's confused. The other guy, I could hold him like this and dance, and his little head would bob, you know, like he's with the rhythm. This guy's like, I'm not doing that. It's a little disappointing, but okay.
Has other charms.
He has charms. Yeah, he does. Well, okay, that is amazing that they do that. I love that. Gosh, oh, I could just feel it. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, when I say I wake up happy, it's like when I'm first awake, I'm just like blah. But you know, I can, how can you not be happy when
Yeah, exactly.
those little love machines are.
Yeah. Okay, so if you can move in even before you get up, moving into that vibration. And I was going to say, with listening to the meditations, we're working at reprogramming what has been programmed all these years.
Yeah.
And the meditations will help to do that because it raises you out of the vibration of wherever it is that you are and into that connection with that divinity within, where there is no anxiety, there is no fear, there is no anger or frustration or overwhelm or stress. Because it's in a flow of love. And then when we look back at those things that we've been holding in unforgiveness or just in pain in our bodies, we can't be in that energy anymore because we're in that higher vibration of love. And it starts to transform that without us having to go back into, okay, well, in 1965, on December the 13th, this happened to me. We don't have to go back into all that detail. We're able to rewrite that programming. And especially if, you're in that meditative state and you think of specific trigger things, and there's no more trigger there, there's no more emotional charge because you're in the love vibration, being able to observe it. And in that act of observation, you're transforming that, because it reacts differently. And from that love vibration, the only thing it can be is love.
Did I tell you that a couple of weeks ago, when I was with my counselor, we processed my feelings about my mother?
Oh, you said that you had started that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty profound.
So, did you go back to specific incidents that started, really early in your life, or did
I did.
you? And when you experienced that, were you able to go through the process of forgiveness, both her, the situation, and yourself?
We certainly worked on that. What I'm noticing is because there was like a wall between my feelings and her when I thought about her, and I don't feel that the way I did.
Okay.
So
Do you feel a sense of freedom?
I feel a lot more peace,
Yeah.
and I think that re removed a lot of my the stuff I'm carrying around, I guess.
Okay. So some of the programming to just get stuff done, did that come before? Did you have that before you went into the military?
Yeah, I think I did. It certainly magnified it. But
And then as a caregiver, there really was no choice. You did have to just get things done. So when in talking about this right now, is that an energy in your body?
No.
Okay.
Not like it was.
Okay. Okay. So there's you can identify the feelings from before of got to get it done and the feelings you hold now.
Well, okay, I'm thinking about my mother, not so much the got to get it done feelings.
Oh, okay. Okay. So do you feel that the experiences with your mom set the groundwork for the programming that
Oh
you're
yeah.
trying to overcome now?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So when thinking about that, you're not feeling that emotional charge that you felt before you and your counselor worked.
And I've
So,
done a lot of work on my relationship with her over the years, but she really put it together. She's very, very skilled. She really put it together in a way that was very powerful.
Good, good. So when you think about it now, do you feel any resistance in your body?
If I do, it's so much less than what I was feeling that I'm not even aware of it.
Okay. The more the energy changes that are coming in, the planet alignment, the light codes that are coming in. I never understood the light codes before, but now I understand them more of a love energy coming in with light And the light holds, it's all holding information, information of elevation of energy. The more that comes in and the more our bodies are trying to acclimate to that, some of those feelings may come up again, not because you haven't dealt with them, but just that you're at a higher vibration to face them. So if it does come up, look at it as the opportunity that it is. That you're not being punished or anything like that, but now you have, since you've already been through this before, you recognize for what it is, an opportunity for healing, and you know what to do. And just even looking at it could be enough to heal what's left.
Well, I have so much compassion for what she was going through, and that has made a big difference. The counselor pointed out that she must have had terrible anxiety to act the way she did. So, I mean, over the years, I have developed more and more compassion for what I knew she was going through, but this was like magnified.
Awesome. And through that compassion, you're able, the forgiveness just happens. Awesome. Okay. Oh, that's really beautiful.
I cannot imagine what it was like to grow up on a farm in Arkansas, the oldest of 10 kids, in the Depression. They didn't
Where in
have
Arkansas?
water till World War II. I mean,
Where in
in
Ark? Go ahead.
Stuttgart.
Stuttgart. I know where that is, but I can't place it. What part of Arkansas is that in?
Think it's south of Little Rock, but I don't.
Okay. Grandma, Grandma Haley, Grandma, her mom, Grandma Haley. Her mom and dad were like, there was a bunch of kids and they had nothing. And she used to talk about their lives. And I, it's so far removed from what we live today.
Yeah, well, at least they had, they grew their own food. And I think maybe they may have had water in the kitchen, but they didn't have indoor toilets until World War II. Because my mother, when my dad was a place where she couldn't join him, she and my brother stayed there for a while. And that was going on, and he was adding on to the house. And
So different. So different and still in some areas it's just the same. Okay, so so you're able to use that those skills that you learned with her to face those feelings and those thoughts and beliefs when they come up.
At least for that. So let's see how well I transfer the skills.
Well, and it's we have to remember, but the more you practice, the more easily it is to remember when things come up. We remember to use our chaos flush. We ne remember to take the deep breaths. I mean, now taking a deep breath when something happens, that is your go-to, and you automatically do it. You don't have to start thinking about, oh, I need to take a deep breath.
Say hi. Let's come say hi. It's Mary. Come say hi.
Oh.
Come say hi. S Kate would love to see you. Mary.
Yes, I would.
Kate would love to see you. Hop up. Come say hi. Oh, you're so pretty. You're so pretty in that scarf. She's so pretty.
Angie's like, are we gonna get to see the girl? He's still sleeping. Well, that's too bad she
So
doesn't want to jump.
adorable.
She doesn't want to jump up and see us.
No, she's lying down on a pillow, the princess on her throne. Hi, William, why don't you come up? Why don't you come up and say hi? Show off your pretty scarf. Come on. Come up, say hi. Hi, sweetheart. They managed to interrupt whatever conversation's going on. Come on, sweetie. Come on, can you hop up? Let Kate see your scarf. Come on, let's let Kate see your scarf.
Ooh, that's cute.
Isn't that darling?
Those eggs.
Yeah.
Hi,
Mary's here.
William. Hey,
Say
William,
hi,
can you
Kate.
look at us? Hey, William. Hey, buddy. Oh, maybe not.
Well, at least he came up.
At least he came up.
I had to pick him up, but
How
yeah, you're a good
much
boy.
do they weigh?
She's like 21 pounds and he's like 23, 24.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no carrying those guys around.
Not for long. They are within my lift limit, but not by much.
Yeah, because carrying Magic, well, he was a, I think he's still 11 pounds. You know, he lost a pound last year when he got sick. And I
Oh.
don't think he's ever put it on. And I want to weigh him because I'm thinking I'm feeling his bones more. So he may be, have lost a little weight.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, you know, he had all that hair and he went to the groomers and then it was like, oh my God, look how small you are. So then I'm feeling more than I thought I should be feeling. But then he's all the hair's gone. So
Yeah.
it could just be that. But you know, carrying him around for very long, next thing you know, boy, he's heavy. You know,
Yeah.
even at half the weight that your guys are. So gosh, if you can carry them around, that's amazing.
Not for long. Mostly just pick them up and put them down.
Was there anything else that you wanted to go over specifically today? Anything that's coming up?
Oh. I'm having a hard time concentrating, I guess.
You know, it's part of all the energy, so don't beat yourself up about it. You know, there's a lot. So it's grounding and focusing if there's something that you've got to work on.
Yeah. I'm kind of in a pretty good space, I think.
Okay, awesome. Well, this coming week, you know, before you get out of bed, make that conscious effort and decision to be in that, you know, just like you're already up standing there getting those hugs. You know, you're already feeling the love that they hold for you and the love that you want to be in throughout your day before you ever even sit up. And be in any time you can, you know, if you're doing a meditation, you know, getting into that love vibration and then taking that with you in everything that you do, making those conscious decisions of this is the way I want to feel the rest of the day. This is the energy I want to not only feel in my body, but to broadcast out around me. And the miracles just happen. You know, well, when was it that you were introduced to Florence's work? How many years ago was that?
93.
93. Okay. So when you first started reading her work, did you feel all that energy in your body and things start happening that were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened? Did you have those experiences?
Well, I had been reading Louise Hay and other New Thought writers, so it was not completely new,
So
but
what, but when you started though, were you okay? So go back to one of the other writers. When you were starting to read their work, were you having those kinds of experiences?
It was not as clear and frequent as when I started going to Unity.
Okay. So that made the huge shift
Yeah.
was the church. Okay, awesome. Awesome. Okay. So going back to even to that, those experiences. That was opening the door to your own empowerment, to the power within you. And now, all these years later, you have a greater understanding of how that energy works and being able to make those conscious decisions. And when you look back to the life before that, that's what I was talking about, like with Paulette. Once you've gone through that door, there's no going back out of it because now we know that we have the power and we have to use it, or the universe is going to put in our face the fear energy that we were living from before, so we can make that conscious decision again to, oh, I don't want to live like this. But re rewriting the programming of trying to get everything done, stepping away from that programming doesn't mean that you don't care. It's using your power in a more productive way. And from that state of being, that state of gratitude and love and that vibration, we're already moving into the life that you want to live when there's no sign of it in sight. So, like yesterday, I asked you how, what do you want your life to feel like? And your whole face lit up. Your whole body started to light up in what you want it to feel like. And that's what we want to do, is choose that every day. And there's, you know, in the beginning, it's going to be a choosing it moment by moment because we're still being influenced by outside stimulants, you know, by the email or the phone call or the remember, oh, I've got this to do, or oh, I didn't do that. It's cutting off and deflecting those things that influence us that are negative, that rob us. Just like it, all those things are starting to put pins in our balloon. But the more you consciously decide, this is what I want my life to feel like, and feeling it now changes everything. And then you have another meeting next Tuesday with the board.
No, not for a month.
Oh, okay. It's
We're
only
gonna
once a
have
month.
it. We're gonna have it after the Sunday service when Reverend Carey's back.
Oh, okay.
That was workshop weekend.
Okay. The workshop on the 17th. Okay. Do you guys have another one just for the board? Something for just for the board before the 17th?
No, that's in June.
Oh, that's in June. Okay.
That's the
Okay.
June work. That's the June workshop. It's just for the board.
Okay. Okay. And that'll be the final one.
Yeah, for the transition process.
Okay. And then will you guys be able to hire someone after that?
Well, part of what we'll do that weekend is come up with what we think we need and what we can afford, what we think we can afford to pay, and then we'll fill out the paperwork in their job in their not jobs wanted, but jobs available thing. And if
So,
we depending on where we are, we could continue to have Reverend Carey as a what they call a minister of record, where she would be, you know, we can call her at any time. She attends our board meetings remotely and probably still comes one weekend a month. We can
oh,
continue
wow.
that if we're not ready to hire someone.
Oh, okay. How far away does she live?
She lives in Eastern Washington, so it's quite a drive.
Okay. Do people, when you hire someone, do they typically move to where you are if they
As
don't
far
already
as
live
we
there?
know, there isn't anybody in our area that we would want. There is somebody in the area that is not eligible right now, and I think he's way too young. He's way too inexperienced for what we need.
Oh.
Yeah, we would pay moving expenses, most likely.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, we have a chunk of money in our money market account that we can afford to do that. Especially if we are not planning to buy a building. Now, Grace is like hard over on we got to buy a property. And I'm like, no, we don't. The expenses on owning are so high. We may be there, but we certainly don't want to do it until we get a minister to share the vision with.
Okay, so you guys pay for moving expenses, but you don't provide a home for them to live in.
Correct.
Okay.
And the
So
way
is
it works, we decide what the salary is, and then they can declaim part of it as what's called a man's allowance for the IRS. And that part of their income is not taxable.
Oh, okay. So can they, is that their only job usually, or do they have other work that they do too, like Monday through Friday?
It depends on the term of the terms of your contract.
Oh.
Most unities, most small unities, they're like half time.
Okay.
So like somebody who's retired or a spouse is fully employed and works remotely or something, it can't, most of the time it can't be the family income. It's not enough to be the family income.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. So
But since a
interesting.
lot of people don't go to seminary until they're in their near retirement age, it's not that uncommon.
Oh, okay. Man, there's so much involved that you don't even think about, you know? Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay, so how are you feeling about this next week? You excited?
Yeah, I'm like, once I get this talk done, I will really relax. But I'm not anticipating it will be difficult, just time consuming. And I'm
Okay.
really excited about the way to wrap it all together with we're in our resurrection phase.
Okay. Well, why don't we relax now into putting it all together instead of waiting till after to relax?
That's why I do my crafting.
Okay.
Can
So we're
I show you the cards I made today?
Yes.
I'll just grab a stack. But the ones I did today, I have a really hard time with this card background because the colors are so weird. And this
Oh,
is a
wow, but it's
postcard I have.
beautiful.
So I've done a couple of them.
Oh, I love that background. That's really pretty.
But it's funny colors to match. Now, this one worked okay on it.
Oh, wow.
But it hid most of it. And then these are just different. But I haven't been showing you the cards I've made.
Those are just so beautiful.
Thank you. I love doing them. They really are a joy to work on because it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And they have that Victorian kind of feel to them.
Exactly.
I love that.
She uses real historic artwork to base the designs on.
Wow. Now, do you paint too?
No, I've never
You
painted.
don't really? Oh, I bet you'd be really good. You have such an
I have
artistic
not been
flair.
willing to put the time in to be good at it.
Well, it's all about entertaining ourselves,
Yeah.
yeah, it's about just letting ourselves be. You know, when I did the picture, the painting that's on the door now that has the daffodils on it. Well, I was going to do the daffodils, but I was just going to put them on a dark background. And as I started painting and going down the canvas, then mountains came up. And then it was like, oh, well, there's some water down here. Oh, and then there's some land. And it just evolved. And it was like, wow, I had never had that happen before, which
Oh,
is
that's
kind of
wonderful.
crazy. But yeah.
That
That
happens with some of my paper projects, and I love that.
Yeah.
Kind of trust the process.
Yeah. And then your heart just goes, wow. Then you look around and goes, who is helping me with that? Okay, so this coming week, focusing on the love and no matter what else is going on, and infusing everything that you possibly can with the love. But before we go, tell me in your words what it is to infuse something with love.
Well, it's like I beam love on it, but I really, for the challenging situations that I'm a thing that you did on the 30 the year with Florence really made sense, that it's you're holding hands with your angels and forming the circle, and the group is putting in, and that's multiplying instead of adding. So on the challenging things, that really makes sense. On just the passing things, just kind of beaming love.
Okay. And that love is how much you love, like, oh, we won't go to crafting because that's a part of your soul. Like the dogs are a part of your soul. That's the kind of love we're talking about. That love that feeds your soul. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna write that down. Because I find that when I'm talking to people about infusing love into something, it's not always grasped what I'm really saying. And it's that love that feeds your soul, because it is a part, that's where the love is coming from. The very essence of who you are. Like my friend, that she would make her circle and everything, but then she'd ask God to infuse the love, and she'd just stand there and watch. So it wasn't working for her. It was, yeah, she was sent, but that was sending love for them. We're sending the love for us. We're elevating into that love state. So she wasn't elevating into the love state because she's asking God to do the work. And I said, well, that's great. Let's ask him to do it with you.
Well, like when I'm walking down the street and I beam a smile at somebody, that's.
That's sincere from your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah. And then they can really feel it. That's
I can
beautiful. I
make
love
almost anybody smile.
that. I'll bet you can. I'll bet you can. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you go unless there's something else that you needed to talk about real quick.
No, thank you,
No.
Kate. This has been wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome. Sending you love too. Okay. So I'll see you on Tuesday at our regular time.
Yes.
Let's see. And that is 1 o'clock, right? 1 o'clock my time, 11 o'clock yours.
Yes.
Okay. Let me make sure I have it down in my book.
And I think that's the 29th. No, 22nd?
22nd.
22nd.
1 o'clock. Yeah. Magic goes. Looks like Magic's doing a full groom next week. So he should be smelly good and handsome when I see you. Okay, hon, we'll have a lovely afternoon. And if anything comes up, of course, reach out.
I will. Thanks
Thanks.
so much,
Okay,
Kate.
hon. Okay.
Okay,
Have
take
a
care.
lovely afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.